Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 71 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Kelly.
This episode is sponsored by Angelina
Nicole
Fiore.
Hey.
Oh, I got none of your name to say. Sorry.
You can say the exclamation point.
Exclamation.
Thank you, Angelina.
Or should Florence say an exclamation?
Oh, thank you, Angelina.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Today, we will be discussing chapter 4 of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Hot Cup of Fire.
Back to the Burrow. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details. Before we start, Megan has stuff.
I do. So.
Some stuff.
I actually have news specific to Northeast Ohio for once.
Where's that?
What? I don't know.
That's where we're from.
No.
So Potted Potter is coming. Actually, it's not here yet. Sorry.
I saw a billboard coming for it.
So did I, yeah. It's the Unauthorized Harry Experience, and it is running at Crocker Park, which is really random.
They built like a new thing, because I was like,
okay,
where?
I was like, is this outside?
Where in Crocker would this be?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be at the Cheesecake Factory.
No, that's where I thought it was going to be, and I was like, not at the Cheesecake Factory.
Can you get cheesecake
but, like,
while you watch it?
Maybe.
What is it? Is it a
play?
It's Harry Potter in like 90 minutes.
Yes, yeah,
correct.
Okay.
But like I thought, so like if you guys are familiar with Crocker Park in Westlake, Ohio, they it's like an open air mall, but there's like
open
a
open air. Is that what it's called for
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's no roof.
they used to be like a thing. I remember my grandmother telling me. She goes, "Yeah, there is a mall by me, like Westgate, where it used to be open air. Then they put a roof on it." She goes, "We were all very happy when that happened, and then they took, essentially, they didn't take the roof
following
off, but
the
then
trend
they like
of the day.
Kind of deleted it. Oh, Lord.
It. Millennial.
They like knocked a bunch of stuff down, and now it's like
delete.
An open air mall, but." So at
are
Crocker
you
Park,
living in the Sims?
Yes. So at Crocker Park, there's a Cheesecake Factory on one side, and then like there's kind of a street, but in the middle between the Cheesecake Factory and like Aladdin's restaurant, there's like a big place where there's like some little places that you can get like stands, like food, and then there's like a big chessboard.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little what's the word I'm looking for? Not deck, but
patio.
Not a patio, but like a stage. Mm. And they do performances in the summer. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, it's January, December, January in Ohio, like Northeast Ohio, where it's cold for 9 months out of the year. So would it make sense for us to like go and watch this play outside?
Is it outside?
It's not. It's a whole new building. They built
Did
it
I
like
miss that. Did I not listen to that part?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But like they keep building on there, but yes, okay. It's inside. It's a brand new building. It looks really cool. So hopefully it'll be nice.
So
we'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, so for all of our Ohioan listeners, it is running at Crocker Park from December 15th until January 6th. And the girls of Swish and Flick will be seeing it on January 5th at 2 o'clock.
It's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday.
We're cutting it close.
Yeah, it was the second last day. But we're going to do a meetup beforehand, too. I mean, there's a ton of places we could think of to go at Crocker Park. We'll come up with something and post it on the Facebook page. But we are going to do a meetup beforehand, and then we're going to go see the play at 2 o'clock. So if anybody wants to join us,
we'll be there.
You're more than welcome to join.
There's something on my face.
So that is that's the weekly profit. That's all I got.
Yep.
Cool.
Hey, Tiffany.
It's your turn.
Look at me with your eyes.
What time is it?
Oh, it's time for the River recap.
You got so into that. Was it those jams we were pumping up to before
we
started?
It's the caramel macchiato.
Got it.
Pump up the jams.
Pump it up.
Okay. Recap. So finally, the Dursleys had put Dudley on a diet. But the only problem is that Petunia is making the whole family participate. So if you want a really full breakfast, just eat a sliver of grapefruit. But Harry has cakes from his birthday stashed up in his room, so no big deal. But during breakfast, a letter arrives from the Weasleys inviting Harry to the Quidditch World Cup. So using Sirius to get his way, Harry manages to get a yes from Uncle Vernon. So for once, things are looking up for our pal Harry Potter.
It's not going to end well for you, kid. Apologize.
You're going to die.
You will,
but you come back.
I'm like my mouth is moving, nothing's coming out. I'm like,
you're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy.
So I meant for this to be like, not that this is a super long summary, but I meant it for it to be like shorter than it is, because I was like, this is a short chapter, because it was. So Harry's packed up, he's ready for the Weasleys to arrive, he's not really sure how they're gonna get there because they didn't really say. But I feel like as a family of seven, I mean, they didn't all come, but
Where's the bell?
Yeah. I got it.
So, of course, they're late. So, but their arrival is blocked. But, you know, nothing a good blasting and some magic can't fix. So it's whatevs. The Dursleys aren't sad to see him leave. But as the youngest Weasley boys are heading home, Fred not so accidentally drops some sweets. And Ives, I should never say that, and I apologize now. Obviously, Dudley's a little hungry from his like little sliver of grapefruit, and you know, now he's feeling like his tongue weighs a ton. But Arthur is there to save the day.
Who's Arthur? Maybe someone in this room should Google that.
He's the dude who likes muggles
and ducks.
Do you think he is part of the clone of the Dukes?
The clone of the Dukes!
I will send you something if you can tell me what that is from.
Oh, someone's gonna get it so fast.
You never know.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. Awesome, Mighty Ducks go. Woo!
Oh, what?
Mighty Ducks.
I know, it was just so random though. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
To begin the red?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. All right, Katie, are you ready?
Katie is poised.
She was late on the last number, so she's ready to go. By 12, the next day, Harry was ready to bounce. He's ready to get out of there.
Peace.
He's packed up his trunk like the Grinch packed up all the Who's Christmas stuff. Don't remember writing that, but all right.
Were you watching Christmas tape when you did this?
Guaranteed Christmas tape was happening during this. So Harry packed all his prized possessions, which include the invisibility cloak, his broomstick, map of Hogwarts. And I said, why doesn't she say the Marauder's map?
You know, sometimes
and she says broomstick and not fireball.
There's sometimes like her wording. And I'm like, why do you say that? And I think sometimes it's just like how she says it in her head and writes it down. And then there's other times where I think it actually means more, you know?
Yeah.
But there's times where I'm like, reading in my book, I'm like, huh. I'm like, it's interesting that you say it in that way.
You know how she does all like the recaps in the beginning of the chapters. I wonder if she's like, I don't want to say firebolt then to have to be like his broomstick he got from Sirius, blah blah blah. What if she's like the broom, the map? I'm not explaining this to you guys.
The map.
The broom and the map. I'm not.
And the candlestick. Which one killed them? We never know.
In the library.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so he emptied everything out from the floorboards to pack, including all of his food that was in there, spell books, quills, and he took down his chart of where he marked the days off until he returned to Hogwarts. And I said, Joe reminds us that September 1st is that special day. So she does do a little bit here.
A little recap.
What?
recap.
Oh, was that the remix? Yeah. So the atmosphere in this house is not good, you guys. It's tense. Wizards in the vicinity is not what the Dursleys wanted, and the Weasleys would be arriving at 5 o'clock the next day, which threw off Vernon. And he reminded Harry that his lot better dress, quote, properly and normal.
If you think about it, the way they arrived really doesn't, I mean, that in and of itself is probably anxiety inducing to Vernon, but like no one sees them besides yeah, right. them. So like,
it's probably better that they came yeah. the way they did instead of by car.
Or broomstick.
Yeah, he just flew on by with this car.
Or Thestral.
Oh, that
oh no,
car.
The car's not there anymore.
It's in the Forbidden Forest.
Just wait. I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Because I had a moment when I was doing my notes and I was like, wait a minute. Okay. So Harry tried to think about a time where he saw the Weasleys in anything but wizard garb, and he had rarely seen them in anything that the Dursleys would think was normal. And the Weasleys' robes are usually in what Joe describes as a varying state of shabbiness, which doesn't bother Harry because Harry doesn't have anything that's nice besides his robes.
And Firebolt.
What's that? I just don't know. Is that some kind of a toy?
It's his boomstick.
His boomstick. Okay. Oh, my God. But he knew that it would bother the Dursleys. So, I don't know. Like, I just kind of looked up clothing. And there's an article.
Did you just Google clothing?
No. I went to Pottermore and I wrote, what is a t-shirt? Just like last episode where I had to Google meat pie and found out it was a pie full of meat. Because who'd have thought?
People had a lot of conversation about
that. Yeah, can I ask who?
On the article post. Yeah.
I want to know, though, who was the one that posted it and be like, we don't have any meat pies in America.
Well, it wasn't me. Katie. Chicken pot pie, I think. But not that kind of meat. Chicken's not like meat. Like meat.
What?
It's
officially meat. I bet you ask any person, specifically the vegetarians.
Like steak and ale pie. I'm talking about like real meat pie. You don't get a chicken pot pie and go, meat pie.
It's called a chicken pot pie.
What's going
but
on?
But it's meat.
Or like mutton or lamb or beef.
Who's a Hufflepuff? What's a who knows food?
Me. Okay, out of all of us, who knows food?
Me. No. You cook it. I
Katie knows
it.
How to eat it.
We all know how to eat it. If I made you a mutton pie, would you eat it?
You know, I think yes, that's pretty good. If I made you
a steak and kidney pie, yes. Would you eat it? You are lying. Do you know
I
what's
would
in
try
there?
It.
There's literal kidney in
fight.
There.
I'll try
fight.
It.
Fight. I don't know if I believe you.
Puff's pastry.
Would your wife try it?
Do it.
No. Maybe.
Don't lie.
Are you
don't
crazy?
Lie.
She tried haggis.
You
and
did?
I didn't even have to. Kudos course her into it.
I did.
Would you eat a haggis lettuce sandwich?
No.
Haggis lettuce.
I would eat haggis again, but I would
Guys,
not eat lettuce.
Let us move on.
Yeah.
From this
yeah, this is back to clothes.
It's gonna rock it out of this if we don't get our stuff back in control.
Okay. We better dive back into this.
Yep.
I'm not doing this again.
Lettuce romaine calm.
Oh, okay. Can you eat that anymore, by the way?
If it's from a certain part of the U.S.
Yeah. Just don't, guys. Just stay
I
away
like
from romaine right now.
Yeah, well. I just never eat lettuce. Then
isn't
you
that
never
a
have
Caesar-
to worry about that.
Isn't that a Caesar salad?
I love
a Caesar salad. That's one of my faves.
Gross.
Anyways, Harry Potter.
Clothing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's actually an article on Pottermore written by Joe, because you know...
By Joe?
Well,
herself.
We know that sometimes...
Who is Joe?
My boyfriend.
That's a really good question.
Who's that? Your boyfriend.
Anyways, it says,
and I quote,
wizards at large in the Muggle community may reveal themselves to each other by wearing the colors of purple and green, often in combination. However, this is no more than an unwritten code, and there is no obligation to conform to it. Plenty of members of the magical community prefer to wear their favorite colors when out and about in the Muggle world, or adopt black as a practical color, especially when traveling by night.
I like
smart.
That.
Camouflage.
Yes.
Black like my soul.
True. The International Statute of Secrecy laid down clear guidelines on dress for witches and wizards when they are out in public.
Oh, ooh. I like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Ready to hear?
Yes, yeah. Please.
When mingling with muggles, wizards and witches will adopt an entirely
Muggle standard of dress, which will conform as closely as possible to the fashion of the day. Clothing must be appropriate to the climate, the geographical region, and the occasion. Nothing self-altering or adjusting is to be worn in front of Muggles.
Ooh.
So despite this, clearly people
do what they want.
Right.
What about Archie and his flowery dress?
He likes to breeze around his man.
I just said he likes to breeze around his pirates.
Private. Pirates. Pirates like that too.
Yeah. The salty sea air.
Oh,
Lord.
Okay. There has been clothing misdemeanors. It's one of the most common infractions.
Oh my.
Since inception. Why is that funny?
Just think, like, why did you get in trouble? Oh, I wore this in front of a Muggle.
Hey. I don't know.
Why'd you get pulled over today? I wasn't wearing Muggle clothing.
It is pretty funny. That's like a silly thing. I mean, I get it. Secrecy, whatever.
Whatever.
Not being like, persecuted by people. I wonder, though, you know.
If you think about it, like a guy wearing a dress back then, nowadays, like, I wouldn't, like, it wouldn't make any difference to me because, like, that just might be a guy that wants to wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think nowadays it's more acceptable to see people out wearing literally whatever they want.
I'm gonna wear wizard robes everywhere for the rest of my
life. I mean, do it. I don't think
people would say boo to you.
I know.
I don't think, like, they would care.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't bother me.
Older people would probably be like, what's wrong with you?
I'll be like, what's wrong with you?
Magic.
They're getting closer to their deathbed.
Okay. Anyway.
Bye.
God, dark so fast.
I saw this thing online. They're like, you're one day closer to finding the love of your life. And they're like, you're also one day closer to being dead. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, that speaks to me on a deep level.
Jeez. Let's go on. Anyways, younger generations have...
Sorry.
We have special visitors with us today.
Yeah, we do.
And they're having giggle fits. All right, so younger generations of wizards are more informed about Muggle culture in general.
What?
Yes, because their Muggle children mingle freely. Wizarding children mingle freely with Muggle children because they're not, you know.
Well, and that too reminds me of, like, kids nowadays. Again, like I'm saying, like, if my parents saw a guy in a dress, they'd be like, oh my God, they would think more, where I'm just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, kids nowadays just his. I think it's becoming more of a norm and they're just more,
kids are accepting.
Yeah. More accepting. Internally. And they're like, you know what? Yeah.
You're taught judgments.
Yeah, you don't, exactly.
You're not born with them.
So this very much reminds me of that. Yeah. That makes sense.
Millennials rule. We're not judgmental.
And we're not ruining tuna. All right.
No, I'm good. Older, witches and wizards are often, hopelessly out of touch with the fashion changes of the Muggle world. And it says, having purchased a pair of psychedelic loon pants in their youth, they are indignant to be hauled up to the in front of the Wizenagamot 50 years later for arousing widespread offense at a Muggle funeral.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
At least they were there paying respects. Mm-hmm. There's a hole in my sock. All right.
But don't call it a holy
sock. That's on topic. So it says the Ministry of Magic is not always so strict. It says a one-day amnesty was announced on the day that news broke. I'm sorry, I got really excited. That Lord Voldemort disappearance following Harry Potter's survival of the Killing Curse. So when Vernon saw all those people in their robes, it didn't matter.
Lifted.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, nobody got like charged for it or whatever. It says, such was the excitement that witches and wizards took to the streets in their traditional clothes, which they had either forgotten or adopted as a mark of celebration. I
like that.
Love that. Ooh, this is good too.
It's like you're reading someone else's notes.
I know. Some members of the magical community go out of their way to break the clothing clause in the Statute of Secrecy, a fringe movement calling itself Fresh Air Refreshes Totally, shortened to fart. I'm not kidding.
Movement. What does it mean?
It insists that Muggle trousers stem from the magical flow at the source and insist on wearing robes in public. And in spite of repeated warnings and fines, more unusually, wizards deliberately adopt the laughable Muggle confections, such as crinoline worn with a sombrero and football boots.
Oh my God.
I love it. Anyways. So apparently that outfit was worn. It says these are generally taken by Muggles to be students on a dare. Because there's little asterisks throughout here. That's pretty much it.
Cool beans. I like that.
So there's like a whole, I mean, there's just a smidge more, but.
Go and read it because I think that's really interesting.
We'll post it.
I just clicked out of the article.
That's okay.
I can pull it up. The internet highways here, but it's slow.
It's here.
It's too slow. Okay. So back to Harry. He was anxious about how they would look and he wanted them to look their best, like the best representation of wizards. And he knew that the way that they looked would not help anything. And I said, I feel bad that Harry feels like this because it lets us know that he wants the Dursleys to be nice and he knows that they 100% will not be.
Mm-hmm. Like they're the opposite. Total opposite of the Dursleys.
Yeah.
You know, literally. Like yin and yang. Like,
yeah.
That's the family. I mean, he gets it eventually because he becomes a Weasley, essentially. I mean, even if he didn't marry Ginny, I think that's her, like, seventh son. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the family he always wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Molly. Although in this book, I'm like, there's times where I'm like, Molly.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Questionable sometimes.
I'm not that far yet, and I don't remember what you're talking about. Anyways, so it says Uncle Vernon had put on his best suit. To some people, this may have looked like a gesture of welcome, but Harry knew it was because Uncle Vernon wanted to look impressive and intimidating.
Mm. He's a jerk.
Get over yourself.
The size of you alone, I would be like, oh, okay, you're that type of person. Right. That sounds real judgy, but like, you know, he's, my jersey. He's not a nice human.
True. And then I said she brings up a remembrance of Pig Dudley, and she talks about how they had to pay to get the tail removed at a private hospital in London. Oh, my. Two hands. And Dudley kept rubbing his hand nervously on his backside.
Is this when we learn that they had to do that?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then do you think this is foreshadowing to the end of the chapter?
Oh, yeah, because, definitely. Like,
what would they have done if they hadn't let Arthur fix his tongue? You're looking at me like you don't remember what happened at the end of the chapter.
That's not what I thought you said. I thought you said to the end of the book, and I was like...
Chapter.
That's what I thought, too.
Did I? If I said end of the book, I mean end of the chapter. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we'll hear it later.
Well, we won't. You will.
Because I listened to it to make sure we sound fine.
I wonder if that is like a little bit of foreshadowing. We're like, yeah, he had to have that done because of magic, and now something else going to happen to him.
I mean, Dudley...
If he wasn't so pig-like...
Oh, Dudley.
Let me sip my tea.
Okay. Lunch was almost silent, and everyone was nervously anticipating the arrival of the wizards. Dudley was so nervous that he didn't even protest his lunch of grated celery and cottage cheese.
Oh,
I said, you hate celery?
I said, I love cottage cheese, and I hate celery, unless it's in soup. And I said, fun facts about Tiffany.
Oh, my God, I love celery.
I only like celery. Tastes like nothing. Soup as well.
Celery with peanut butter?
I like the crunch. What? Oh, I don't that like it with peanut butter.
That just means you like peanut butter. Celery has nothing to do with any kind of flavor.
Yes, but I don't eat it with... I eat it plain. Sometimes if I get hot wings... Yeah, that's fine, too. Sometimes if I get hot wings, I always get celery with it, and sometimes it has a hot sauce on it, but no, I just like a plain old celery stick.
I forced myself to like celery for a while, but then I just decided that, yeah, I can't force it anymore.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Our friend's little brother asked for a bag of celery for Christmas because he loves it so much.
I think that's great.
He just eats celery all the time.
He asked for it on his Christmas list from Santa.
This year?
It says bag of celery.
Bag of celery.
Can I buy another bag of celery for this person?
I will say, I don't like cottage cheese.
Oh, nope. I do.
Nope.
Yum.
I like it.
Gross. Oh, look at how
it's agreeing.
Yeah, but look, Katie and I both enjoy celery. I don't eat it with peanut butter. I'm not a fan. I like peanut butter sometimes on an apple.
Yes.
Very rarely, but... I don't like cottage cheese.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I've tried it many times.
The texture?
Yes. It's so nasty.
No, thank you.
Cottage cheese
Tiffany
and corn dogs.
Really wants to move on from this conversation.
Let us know in the comments. Do you like cottage cheese or celery? We'll do a poll. Are you with the cool kids, a.k.a. Katie and Sarah, or the lame ones, Tiffany and Megan? Whose side you want to be on?
I like cottage cheese. You're a disgusting human being.
What am I, trash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're trash.
I'm trash.
You're trash and I'm garbage. All right, what else is happening
here
in this
chapter? Here we go. Petunia's body language was pretty typical for her. Lips pursed, arms crossed, and she appeared to be chewing on her tongue, as though biting back what she wanted to say to Harry. And I said, back off, you turd. What?
Does this description not, like, also kind of remind you of Narcissa in a way?
Mm. Pursed lips.
Yeah.
Like she's smelling, like, something bad.
Nose up, herself. Pursed lips, arms crossed, like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Just very reminiscent, but, like, in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, Narcissa is, like, evil.
Two sides of the same coin.
Way back.
Uncle Vernon breaks the silence and asks if they will be driving. Of course.
Oh, don't say that word.
And I said a lot of things, but this is my thought process. No, something I can't say.
You can say you.
You.
No, you.
They are wizards, gosh. But maybe because of the car you saw last year. But that flies, bro. That can fly. But then again, no, because it's wild in the forest. That's how my mind went. I was like, wait, in all caps.
I just have one thing to say. We're wizards. If you've seen Puffs, you'd get it.
Get out of here.
And I'm Leanne.
So stinking people. Whoa. So, being very unsure, Harry says, I think so. Possibly a ministry car like last year? Oh, Harry.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Harry. Uncle Vernon snorted into his mustache. Normally, Uncle Vernon would have asked what car Mr. Weasley drove. He tended to judge other men by how big and expensive their cars were. But Harry doubted whether Uncle Vernon would have taken to Mr. Weasley, even if he drove a Ferrari.
The Weasleys are too good for them anyways.
Sand tweet.
Agreed.
Harry spent the afternoon in his bedroom, so he didn't have to look at Aunt Petunia looking out the windows every couple seconds. I think that's really funny. And she was looking out the window as though there had been a warning about an escaped rhinoceros. How'd you come up with that?
I immediately think of
James and the Giant Peach.
Oh. No, I think of Fantastic Beasts and the Arumpent, like, yeah. Loose and self apart.
I think of Jumanji.
Yes, oh, yeah, I thought that too. Oh. I was thinking of the ostrich running across the bridge.
That movie scares me.
And Fantastic Beasts. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It is scary.
But James and the Giant Peach, he thinks his parents were killed by a giant rhinoceros, or they were.
Correct.
And you see it coming through the clouds.
Yeah.
They don't run like that, but
I'm pretty sure they do. So at 5:15, Harry went down to the living room. Petunia was fixing the pillows. Vernon was trying to read the paper. I didn't know you could read. And Dudley was crammed into an armchair, protecting his bottom. Time came and went, and still no Weasleys. And so the Dursleys began to complain. Typical? Yes. Could have had an engagement. No consideration. The normal blah, blah, blah.
Did they even really have to be there? They could have just left Harry. They just probably
they can blow up the house.
They just wanted to be judgmental.
Please. They want to show off his suit.
Mm-hmm.
His monkey suit.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what they're called?
His birthday suit.
Monkey suit?
Yeah.
It is called a monkey suit.
Yeah.
Not really? A birthday suit.
Yeah. People call, like, men's suits monkey suits.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Never
heard
oh,
that
my God. Either. We said something that Sarah's never heard.
What?
Tiffany, you're always the one who's like, you've never heard that before?
I read a lot. I Googled it, and literally a monkey suit comes up.
Well, not an actual monkey outfit.
I understand that. Urban Dictionary says it's a uniform that one wears to work every day. The military does it.
Because they're like
sanitary engineers do it. I could go on. Benefit. Does save money on duds.
I'm going to keep going with this.
Yes, thank you.
I love when Meg comes to this conclusion that makes zero sense. It's adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty great.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to read a smidge, and then it'll be the green person.
That's me.
Maybe they think they'll get invited to dinner if they're late. Well, they most certainly won't be, said Uncle Vernon. And Harry had heard him stand up and start pacing in the living room. They'll take the boy and go. There'll be no hanging around. That's if they're coming at all. Probably mistaken the day. I dare say their kind don't set much to store by punctuality. Either that or they'll drive some tin pot car that's broken. Ends the red.
Jeez.
Don't ever do that again.
That's what it says.
Damn.
It says R.
All right, so.
Continue.
You're welcome.
My start, my part.
My start.
Okay. My part starts with there's something behind the fireplace now all of a sudden.
Is it fire?
But Tiffany so kindly suggested that I look up fireplace sizes.
I wanted to know. So, and I didn't want to Google it myself.
I will say this spurred me to Google, look at something for my section, but go on.
Typical fireplace size, courtesy of Google. To keep fire ashes and embers a safe distance from the floor in front of a fireplace that has an opening 6 square feet or smaller, the hearth should extend at least 16 inches in front of the fireplace opening. I also did read that there is no standard size of a fireplace. It all depends on the homeowner and the home. But they can range anywhere from 6 feet to larger. I know that is very specific, isn't it? So about 6 feet, though.
Are we talking about tall? I want to know the width.
Tall.
What's the width?
2 inches.
That's not true.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's the width. Maybe that's the width. No, 6 square feet. An opening 6 square feet or smaller.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It means 6 square feet.
Square feet.
So 6 by 6? Oh, okay.
Is that what that means? I've never known.
I think the total.
Sarah, I don't know.
She's making fun of her for not knowing square feet. Then we ask her a question. She's like,
she's Googling it.
Oh my God.
I think it's 6 by 6.
That makes sense.
Or is it 3 by 3?
Ooh.
No, it must be 6 by 6. No, maybe it's...
All right, guys. So that was absolutely no help. So we hear such a clatter in the fireplace.
Okay. And wait, all right, Santa.
Such a clatter.
Yeah, and Mr. Weasley has tried coming down the chimney to the Dursleys' home via the Blue Network.
What is happening?
I don't know. Take a breath.
You're looking at me weird.
I got Jesus. Trouble looking at people last time.
Mr. Weasley has tried coming into the Dursleys' home via the Flu Network, and he is quickly followed by Fred, George, and then Ron, and they are all, like, stuck behind a boarded-up fireplace.
They're, like, stuck, or they are stuck?
They are stuck.
Oh, okay.
They're stuck. So Mr. Weasley originally is thinking that something is wrong with the Flu Network and they need to go back to the borough. But then, like, Fred comes and then George comes and then he's saying for them to go back to tell Ron not to come. But then Ron comes. So little did they know, the Dursleys just had a boarded up fireplace.
I think 6 square feet means the whole thing, like, total is 6 feet. They do, like, each side. And they add it up. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm trying to get an answer for those that I don't measure things ever.
So
what's a square foot?
The fireplace is boarded up because of Sorcerer's Stone, correct? Because
I think
boarded it up so that the letters wouldn't come in.
But then never I think made they like, took it out and put in like they have an electrical one, I believe.
But it's just like plugged in front of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did not.
Never made
that
connection ever.
So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, you. Look at you braining it up.
I try.
Even though she's wearing blue.
I am.
She's not worthy.
So I said they have an electric fireplace plugged in front of it. How muggle of them.
We'll get to that later.
Mr. Weasley says eclectic. Oh, with a plug.
Does he sound like that?
Yeah,
with a plug. Sounds like Fozzie.
So the Dursleys are furious, and they are called Wolverines by J.K. Rowling. Which, can we talk about this for a second? So,
Boo Michigan.
Wolverines.
Oh, I was thinking of Wolverine from Marvel.
No, like the actual.
I'm thinking the legitimate animal, the Wolverine.
But like, he's hotter.
From the north. Wait, no, where is it from?
Oh,
it's snow from the forest. Anyway, so, Wolverines are obsessed with food and gluttons. They're incredibly mean. Like, they're literally the Dursleys.
Three things?
Yeah. Wolverines are the Dursleys. And
that's
I pulled up a little fact file from National Geographic about Wolverines.
Hold on, before you go on, we're not talking about the lovely Hugh Jackman Wolverine. We're talking about the animals. He is not a Dursley. He is a wonderful man.
They're too cute to be a Dursley.
I know, but they are.
They're nasty mean.
They are mean.
Scientific name, Gulo Gulo.
They're mammals, omnivores. So
she judges like she's not an omnivore.
No, but like
omnivores.
So like they they are so mean that they like are solitary. Like they don't live with other Wolverines.
That'd be the episode title.
And they literally...
She's not an omnivore.
I'm not an omnivore. Of course I am. Okay, so... Because...
I mean, I wouldn't judge you if you weren't.
Oh, it's fine, I
am. You can be an herbivore.
Do you, boo?
So they do like to eat plants and berries. However, like, they are so gluttonous that they will literally kill anything and eat it.
Yikes. Do they like grapefruit?
Probably.
More than a quarter.
But definitely more than a quarter. So, yeah. Yep, I just thought that that was a cool connection. That
I
she
wonder-
calls them, she calls the Dursleys, they're furious, like, Wolverines.
I wonder if it gets them in trouble that they'll, like, eat anything.
It does. Like, yeah.
Trash in itself.
It does.
Me?
They try to kill things that, like, are bigger than them.
Or, like,
because
that
they
are poisonous.
Try and eat it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does get them in trouble.
Well, you know. If you don't...
Do you know?
If you don't eat it, it's going to eat you. Bye.
The pea soup.
So Harry tells Mr. Weasley that they'll have to come another way because the fireplace is boarded up and they have an electric fire. Mr. Weasley is obviously super excited about that and calls it eclectic. But there is only one way.
Bang!
Whoa.
Fireplace explodes.
That's it?
What? It explodes.
That's it. That's the end of the chapter.
We're done. Yep. So the electric fire shoots across the room and the boarded up fireplace bursts outward. There's rubble and loose chippings everywhere. I'm sure Aunt Petunia is thrilled. She shrieks and falls over the coffee table.
I would love to see that.
I know. Uncle Vernon catches her and just gapes at the Weasleys. They don't even know what to say.
What does their face look like? Show Instagram.
So, yes.
I just have to say that I'm really bummed that this got cut out from the movie.
Right? Wait, did they film it?
No.
Oh, well, then.
No, I'm just bummed that it never, like, a lot of the beginning of this book. Just
a lot
like,
of a this lot book.
Okay,
of
so book. From here on out, I'm not impressed with movie. Sorry.
No, there's so exists. Many things that I completely forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From this book.
I agree.
Five literally like, hurts my heart.
Well, like, I'm so ingrained with the
six,
movie that.
Six, too, actually.
I mean,
well, like,
4, 5, 6, 7.
So I'm almost finished reading this book because I want to get ahead so I can remember like everything because I haven't read this book in so long that there's parts where I'm like waiting for it to happen, waiting for it to happen. And it happens a completely different way. I'm like, I'm waiting for the movie to happen because I'm so ingrained with that in my head.
Yeah.
And obviously the movie's wrong. Just like the Dursleys.
Wolverines.
Those Wolverines.
So Mr. Weasley is as chipper as ever. Like nothing weird just happened. Like he didn't just explode a fireplace into a spotless living room.
I can't wait for her to have to clean that with no magic. Is that me?
Ouch.
Don't care.
Nope. And he's like, oh, you must be Harry's aunt and uncle. And he tries to shake Uncle Vernon's hand, but he backs away and drags Aunt Petunia with him. His best suit was covered in white dust, which had settled in his hair and mustache and made him look as though he had just aged 30 years.
Wow.
So Mr. Weasley's like trying to apologize. He goes on like a small rant of explanations to the Dursleys. He explains that he had the fireplace connected to the flu network just for the afternoon because Muggle fireplaces are not supposed to be connected, but he has a connection at the flu regulation panel, but they don't really understand anything that he just said. What did you want to mention, Meg?
So I just wanted to say that, like, this is the first time that we're introduced to the fact that the flu is being regulated by the ministry, which then comes back during Order of the Phoenix and Deathly Hallows because Harry can't leave the Dursleys' home during Deathly Hallows because it's regulated by the ministry and the ministry is infiltrated. And then again, Sirius almost gets caught in Order of the Phoenix because they're monitoring the flu network and Umbridge almost catches him.
Ugh.
Thought that was a cool connection.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Nope. Jinx, you owe me
it's like they're married or something.
Actually, can you owe me a coffee instead?
I bought you a coffee.
But this doesn't mean I don't want more.
All right, let's continue on to Harry Potter and the, what is this goblet of fire?
Hot cup of fire.
Owe me another coffee. What?
So Fred and George go to get Harry's trunk, and they already know the layout of the house because they had already gotten his trunk once before last year. But Harry suspects they're hoping to catch a glimpse of Dudley. We'll find out why a little bit later. So again, poor Mr. Weasley trying to make small talk. So I just liked the whole visual of this. So he says, "Well," said Mr. Weasley, swinging his arms slightly while he tried to find words to break the very nasty silence. "Very, very nice place you've got here. Except it's, like, totally destroyed now because of him." And Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia are, like, too scared to say anything. Uncle Vernon's face purples, which is really gross.
He's so mad.
He's just so mad.
Past red.
Yeah.
Red's gross.
Oh, thank you. So Harry can tell that Mr. Weasley, as he's looking around, is just itching to touch all these muggle things. And this is probably, like, the most adorable Arthur Weasley moment ever. He's like, "They run off electricity, do they?" he said knowledgeably. "Ah, yes, I can see the plugs. I collect plugs. And batteries. Got a very large collection of batteries. My wife thinks I'm mad, but there you are."
So funny.
Well, so do they.
Like, can you just, like, imagine what they're possibly thinking at this point in time? Uncle Vernon even, like, moves to try and block Aunt Petunia from view. And Dudley comes back into the room because he heard Fred and George, and he's scared, and he's still clutching his butt. Edging along the wall and tries to hide behind Uncle Vernon, but you're the size of a small whale, so you can't really hide behind anybody.
Oh, Dudley.
We determined.
And this is such a good friend moment. Harry and Ron exchange glances, and they have to look away because they're just going to burst out laughing.
They would be like Tiffany and I.
What? Laughing?
Yeah. And we wouldn't, like, you know, we wouldn't be able to. So you have to look away. Don't look me in the eyes.
Don't look at me.
Look at me in the eye. Sorry, like, nobody's going to get that except Katie.
Yep.
If anybody knows, though.
Yeah, we're sending people stuff left and right.
So Mr. Weasley tries to talk to Dudley because he's a nice dude, but all Dudley does is just whimper. And Fred and George come back in. They see Dudley, and their faces crack into identical evil grins.
Evil. R.I.P. to that
Every
guy.
Villain is lemons.
Lime, isn't it?
No, lemons.
I don't know if you're right. All right. Tiffany's dying. We're on to the blue section.
Blue.
So Mr. Weasley magics a fire into the fireplace, and then he's like, "Y'all need to leave. We got to go back home.
These are your hands."
So Fred goes to leave first, but oh no, he drops his sweets. So he scrambles to pick them up, and then he's walking to the fireplace and he's yelling, "The burrow!" But we don't know this yet, but he didn't pick all of the sweets up. So then our bard boy George is next with Harry's trunk, and wham, get it? Because boy George, you're welcome.
Love you.
Also walks into the fire and yells, "The burrow!" And then Ron is leaving next. Leaving Harry and Arthur and the Dursleys. So Harry awkwardly, like, says bye because he's like, "I don't really care, whatevs, I'm leaving," to the Dursleys, but they don't respond. And Arthur is not happy, so he blocks Harry from leaving because he's like, "Dude, y'all are rude people."
I give you
idea. I just wanted to point out that I think a fun fact that this is the first time that we see.
I was going
to
get that because we haven't talked about the candy yet.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
It's a candy. Go ahead.
So, reading directly from the book, Mr. Weasley did not remove his hand from Harry's shoulder. "You aren't going to see your nephew till next summer," he said to Uncle Vernon in mild indignation. "Surely you're going to say goodbye." Uncle Vernon's face worked furiously. The idea of being taught consideration by a man who had just blasted away half his living room wall seemed to be causing him intense suffering. But Mr. Weasley's wand was still in his hand, and Uncle Vernon's tiny eyes darted to it once before he said very resentfully, "Goodbye then." So Harry's like, "Peace, dude," and then goes to leave. But then some crazy stuff happens. He hears horrible gagging and Petunia starts to scream. So Dudley was no longer standing behind his parents. He was kneeling beside the coffee table and he was gagging. This is not, I mean, realistically, if we didn't hate him, like, this would not be funny. But since we don't like him, it is funny.
Oh my gosh.
So he's sputtering, and a foot long purple slimy thing was protruding from his mouth.
Protruding.
One bewildered second later, Harry realized that the foot long thing was Dudley's tongue, and it was brightly colored toffee, and a brightly colored toffee wrapper lay on the floor before him.
It might be a foot long, but how many square feet is it?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm going to tell you how much a ton weighs.
Wait, sir. What? When you guys first read this, first read, were you like so grossed out like I was?
I don't think I even realized
it. What did you do?
I don't realize.
But like Megan was going to point out that this is the first time that we get to see their sweets that they like homemade like candy.
What that, they've been doing in their bedroom that those has the crazy sounds coming.
Mm-hmm. And so we get to see more of a little bit later on and like in the next couple of books.
I just love them.
And so I feel like they're underrated. We're like
so underrated.
It's like you know, they're like, oh, they're the jokesters. Well, these are jokes that are going to make them at least one of them. Very
I like jokes.
Well, can we talk about too, like how these end up helping the ministry during the next war too?
Well, like,
right?
And they're so like they don't get enough credit that they have to be. Think about you have to be so intelligent to be able to do this.
Think about making these things. Mm-hmm. So like, do you think there's like talented potion involved with making these candies?
Some probably of them. I think that these are just like charmed. But I'm sure some of the stuff they make but is definitely.
And I will say, as much as like them being so intelligent and being able to do all of these things, like they had to have tested these things on each other. How brave of them. They are legitimate Gryffindors.
Now, how many times do you think Molly had to like help them stop throwing up?
I guarantee you she didn't.
I don't think she knew anything about it.
You think they did it all by themselves?
Yeah.
I think that they
learned the spells even if and she stuff found to make out. It stop. I bet they could give Madame Pomfrey a run for her money up in that hospital wing.
We'll find out just how much Molly loves this.
But
soon.
Like, if this was me, my mom would be like, no, you did this to yourself. You're going to suffer. Go be sick. You know what I mean?
Love you, Mama O'Malley.
It's happened to me in the past. That's all I'm saying. But
your finger's fine.
But it's really, it's so interesting to see like a total different side of the Wizarding World. Like, you don't think that that would be something funny you would see. Not funny, but like you almost feel like that would be something that you would use against someone like in a mean way. But I think that's just like, now your tongue's really long.
The jokes in the Wizarding World are a little strong compared to jokes.
Well, but British they can humor be, I feel is like. Different, though.
It's physical.
Too. Yeah.
This is the start to it all, you know? This is the start to
Weasley, wizard, wheezes.
And, you know, think about everything that's come from this first moment. Like, literally, in our world, think about Universal and the shop and the colors and how it looked in the movie. And it's just, I love that from this small candy blossomed.
Well, and like,
all of that.
If you think about it, too,
beautiful.
When people talk about, like, and I'm not a particular fan of this saying, but, like, I'm living the dream. Like, they are the types of people that like they do like to do practical jokes on people. They thrive on like that laughter and all of that. So like being able to bring happiness to people and being able to like have a good laugh, that's what they thrive for. And in a perfect world, had they both survived? I'm sorry, Fred.
R.I.P. Or not.
He was mentioned more in the book than George was. But if they had like lived, like they would literally be living their dream and being like, I'm going to work every day and not having to work, because really like they're doing what they love, and like they wouldn't even let their mom stop them. Like nothing stopped them from doing this.
In a perfect
death.
World, this would be my living the dream.
Yeah. Same.
So if you would like to go to patreon.com,
you know, you could do your own. You don't have to stop at $20. You want to give us $1,000 a month? I'll give you a kiss on each cheek.
Just the face.
Face cheeks only.
All right. So, obviously, Petunia is freaking out about Dudley's tongue, right?
It'll be fine.
So, she's trying to yank out his swollen tongue out of his mouth.
Not realizing it's his attachment.
Yes. I don't think she realizes what it is. And then that makes Dudley freak out even more it's still attached to him. And then Vernon starts to yell and he's freaking out as well. Then we find out in the next book that it's called the, Tongue Toffee. Yeah, Sarah can't read tongue twisters. Is that what they're called?
Twisters.
We find out that's what it's called in this book.
Twit twisters.
I don't think we do.
I'm pretty sure we
No, because it ends.
Not maybe not this chapter.
This, oh, did I I did it again. Okay. Yep. Like,
I don't know if you really did it the first time, though.
We found out in chapter 5 that it's called that.
Got it, yeah.
But I figured I would let y'all know how much a ton weighs, because I was like, ooh, that's interesting. I mean, I know it's not, but I find it interesting.
Isn't it 1,000 pounds?
No.
Oh.
It's 2,000 pounds.
Oh.
For those that
you're halfway there.
Now, for those that do...
I don't know what 6 squared is.
So, people that do kilograms, it's 907.185 kilograms. And then I like to put things in context. Like, if you remember that Nagini is 12 feet long, which is like a little bit more, two Danny DeVito's, DeVito's plus more. each other. But essentially, a small car weighs about 1 ton. So, and then it says that the largest mammal is the blue whale, which can weigh up to 150 tons.
That's a lot of tons.
That's 300,000 pounds. Woo! An elephant weighs about 1,500 pounds. 15,000 pounds, I'm sorry. But I just thought it was interesting. Like, think if his tongue actually weighed that much, you wouldn't be able to pick it up off the ground. So,
That would
be pretty funny.
I just like, you know, context.
Yes.
I like to be very literal in my wording sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, I'm literal garbage.
You are.
Facts.
Literal garbage.
So Arthur draws his wand, telling them he can fix it, but that is not a welcome thing to this family. So Petunia throws herself on top of Dudley, screaming even louder. I wonder what her neighbors were thinking.
Well, no, I wonder if she flips out from this wand because of what maybe Snape did to her when they were kids.
For sure. I think all of this is like...
Swing thing? He didn't have one then, though.
No.
I think all of these things are reminiscent of, like, bringing back bad memories with magic. So they associate magic's just bad. You know what I mean?
True.
So he tells her, he being Arthur, that he can fix it. It's probably an engorgement charm. But that his friend, that is not what that says, his son Fred made the toffee. He can correct it. Because I can't read life.
My good old friend Fred.
His good old friend Fred.
This is my pal. Him and Mr. Weasley get along swimming.
I'm not that funny.
Gosh, just read.
Let's go.
All right. Reading from the book. But far from being reassured, the Dursleys became more panic-stricken. Aunt Petunia was sobbing hysterically, tugging Dudley's tongue as though determined to rip it out, which sounds real painful.
Yeah.
Dudley appeared to be suffocating under the combined pressure of his mother and his tongue, and Uncle Vernon, who had lost control completely, seized a china figure from on top of the sideboard and threw it very hard at Mr. Weasley, who ducked, causing the ornament to shatter in the blasted fireplace.
Blasted.
And then he's just like, I'm really, like, I'm trying to help you. but he's like, no. So I find that the Dursleys are just rude people in general.
Yep.
So I find it very rude and annoying that Vernon is throwing things now at Arthur, who's just trying to help. So this makes me not like the Dursleys even more, because, you know, they're just ugh people. He keeps throwing things at Mr. Weasley, and she literally writes that he's bellowing like a wounded hippo. I love her descriptions.
Yeah.
Mr. Weasley tells Harry he should just go and he will sort it out. So even though Harry wanted to stay and watch, he decides that he will listen to Mr. Weasley and goes into the fire. He yells the burrow. But like before it really kind of like gets in motion, he catches a glimpse of Mr. Weasley blasting a third ornament out of Vernon's hands. Petunia's still screaming and Dudley's tongue is lolling around like a great slimy python. So he was...
Shout out to Sorcerer's Stone.
He was then whisked away very fast through emerald green flames to one of the best and happiest homes.
Oh, get ready to feel snuggly.
The Burrow.
The Burrow.
What are your questions?
Would you ever be a test subject for Fred and George?
Sure.
No. I don't like throwing up.
I don't
up.
Think I would
well,
be.
Well, we wouldn't be old enough to be test subjects for Fred and George, so just George and Ron. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, don't bring down the party, man.
Jeez.
All right.
I don't know how to recover from that.
Who is excited for our Swishmas party this weekend?
Me. Yay! What is the meat of choice since we have omnivores at this table?
It still has not been purchased.
What?
Wait, yeah, is it a meat pie?
I'm gonna buy.
Will you
tomorrow.
Make us meat pies?
No,
not chicken pot pies because
no,
that's
I don't
not
want
meat.
Chicken pot pie.
No,
it's chicken is meat, Katie,
but it's not the same as like
it's
beef.
Not the same.
That's meat.
I agree. I'm with Katie in this.
I mean,
I can't
you're
argue
wrong,
with you about but, something being meat. Cats don't have thumbs either. I'm just saying.
But,
oh no!
That is legitimately a lie.
This is the
Rookie
new cat.
I hate to be this person, but cats are meat too. Not saying that you can eat cats, but I'm just saying technically they're meat. Dogs are meat.
You're
just pet
sad. Can we just not? They're fluffy, cute little creatures that we cuddle.
So
they're
am
not,
I. You can cuddle
I'm glad
me.
You take that stance
yes.
on cats.
Yes.
All right.
Some people might think that cows are fluffy things you cuddle, Meg.
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be.
I don't
you
want
ate,
to be.
You
we're
ate
not
a burger
insensitive
today.
To anyone. If you don't eat meat, we don't judge you.
I'd kiss a cow.
I judge you. I'm kidding. I was vegetarian for 4 years.
You were, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah. You want to tell us why?
Because Benji Madden from Good Charlotte was a vegetarian, so I copied his lifestyle.
You, of the rich and the famous?
Yeah. So I am not rich nor famous.
Oh, wow. All right.
That was awesome. Shall we?
What? Okay, if roles were reversed, I'm going to ask one question.
Okay.
All right, close your eyes.
Ah, yes.
Pretend you get to throw the ornaments, but you're throwing them at Vernon. What would you want to throw? Tiffany, go.
A 3D snowflake. It's got points.
But hold on. When they say ornaments, they don't mean
they
Christmas
mean like
ornaments.
Knickknacks.
Like a
they,
figurine.
Yeah, they mean like knickknacks.
It can sit things. On the mantle.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Hold on, though. Aren't all snowballs like if you're holding one is
no,
like
I was
3D?
Thinking, no, I was thinking it was like a. I was thinking Christmas ornament. Mary Swishmith.
It is Christmas time.
Flat, but it would only have like the
like a ninja
sides
star.
Around, but I'm talking about like full on.
Oh,
okay.
Bop him in the head.
I get what you're saying.
Like Bunny Foo Foo hopping yeah. through that forest.
No, okay.
Okay. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I think I
can.
What you
gonna
say?
I would throw a really heavy bookend at him.
Ooh. Oh.
I would, with sharp edges.
I would throw whatever my least favorite knickknack is because it's gonna break.
Is it Nick Paddywhack? Give it. I'm gonna throw some knives. I'm just kidding, but am I?
Do you just keep knives as ornaments?
There's a samurai sword sitting above the fireplace. Here we go.
There is a samurai
sword in this room. Okay.
But yeah, I think it's suffice it to say, I think we can all agree that we don't like the Dursleys. Da 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 da. We don't like you.
What was that
for?
Robot arm.
It was the. It's literally the robot. Yeah. You're not very good at that.
Well, I'm not good at anything. I'm an O'Malley.
What's the
dance.
Male song?
Huh?
What's when the it comes, I want a whale.
Fan story. Okay. That's what I was going to say.
All right, here it goes.
Fan mail. I was going to call it fan mail.
I like that.
Yeah.
Read it.
All right. This week's fan story comes from KJ.
Hello, KJ.
Hey, like
KJ.
KJ. Hi, my name is KJ, and I found your podcast almost a year ago in October. I enjoy listening and love the community that y'all have created. I just finished completing my new Pottermore account. Everything else is changing in my life, so I decided to get the full experience. I used to be a Gryffindor, but now I'm a Hufflepuff, which makes
Tiffany, rude.
Excuse you. I thought we were friends.
Well,
you're not friends with anyone.
Which makes a lot of sense. I have a maple wand with unicorn hair, 10 inches, and supple flexibility.
I was just mad to lose KG from my house. That's all I'm saying.
KJ.
It'll always be a part of them. Always. My parents were against Harry Potter, among other things. Eventually, when I was 18, I decided to sneak read all the books. I'm ever so glad I did. I struggle horribly with depression. Hearing you talk about dementors and depression made so much sense. I now see that Hogwarts has been there for me when I needed it most, along with God and my church family. This May, I had to walk away from a career I thought I would be doing the rest of my life. Due to chronic illness problems and inability to figure out what exactly is wrong, it's been a rough summer. I started working in a recycled fashion boutique, and I'm learning a ton. During work, on my way home, and while I'm having a pain attack are the times when I listen to your podcast the most. Y'all have helped make those times a lot better. Hearing your passion, discussion, and questions have become a welcome distraction. Even though I'm not a Ravenclaw, I love to learn. Your podcast provides that opportunity. I'm grateful for you all, how real you are and what you're willing to share. And I love when Florence comes to visit.
Hello.
Florence loves when you come to visit too.
Keep up the good work and thank you so much. I cannot wait to see what happens in this next year for y'all. Because of your podcast, the Muggles won't get me down. Thanks again, Kelly or KJ.
Oh, is this the same Kelly? I did not know that this was a Kelly one and my name was Kelly at the beginning.
I'm sorry I said
full circle. That's cool. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. And yes, I'm glad that we can help you feel a little bit better. And hopefully this episode does, because we were
silly.
Crazy.
Certifiable.
I'm always certifiable.
Certifiable hottie.
Yes.
I just love hearing all the different ways that Hogwarts really does help people.
Yes.
Yes. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alrighty, social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram as Swish.
At what?
Do you want me to start this over?
No, it's fine. We can just keep going. No. You can find us on
I feel like if they've gotten to this episode, they're like, all right, we get it. We know your social media.
I have two holes in my
thoughts. Who's coming into episode 71 be like, yeah, I'm going to start a chapter 4 of Goblet of Fire, and then I'll go back to prisoners.
It's not the book.
Well, guys, in case you don't follow us, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Swish Flick Cast. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast. You can also join our Facebook discussion group on Facebook. Yep, I said that twice. And that is where all the cool people hang. We talk about the episodes. They post all kinds of fun Potter stuff. You should join. Also, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/swishflickcast.
Yes, now that's where you should join.
You have access to the Felix Files, our bi-monthly bonus episodes. So head on over there, choose your support level. Shout out and thank you to all of our current patrons. We love you all so very much. And lastly, find us on our website at swishflickcast.com and go and order your presents for Christmas before it's too late.
Merch.
Because we got a ton of brand new merchandise and you have until December 11th to order.
Make your Christmas a Swishmas.
4 months before my birthday.
No one cares.
Truer than true.
So, along with the social media, I also wanted to let everybody know that we are taking a 3-week break from chapter episodes. This is going to be the last one until after Christmas.
Yep.
Until next year. We won't talk to you until next
year. I'll see you next year, guys. This is serious.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
I know. It's such a horrible joke. But
you say it every year.
Since last year.
You can't not say it.
But so call me at like 12:01 and do that. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, no. I will. If
you mean
11:59? No. I will call her after midnight and tell her I haven't talked to her since last year.
Oh, it's the other way around.
I will even be sitting next to her. And
So while we're taking that little 3-week break on chapter episodes, Katie and I are going to be releasing our travel pods for you so that you can learn more about our trip.
You're
going
to be able to fly to the moon in these pods.
We're going to have 3 different episodes.
They went to the moon in December 2018. Did you just get
that? The first one is going to be about planning. The second one will be about Scotland. And the third one will be about England.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh,
hold on. Horrible. Wait.
Oh,
still bad.
Someone else do this. I'm tired.
Whoa. Thank you.
All right.
I like how she doesn't even throw it in my direction. She immediately throws the bell in the opposite direction.
I couldn't
direction.
Throw it that way. Yeah, there's
sure. Put a little there's note no in the chapter note or podcast diggy whatever shows up. Oh my gosh, that I'm really loud this episode because I'm like screaming most things because I'm so hopped up on caffeine.
That's fine.
All right, projects, tell me what you guys are doing. Tiffany,
I'm back on the tweeter. Back on the
what's
tweeter
your, what's your Twitter tiff. Handle
tiff swish underscore flick. I've been playing video games lately along with raising my child and loving my husband and Pooch.
He's such a cute dog. Not that your child's not cute. We know how much I love her.
I've been playing Pokemon Go Pikachu.
Let's not talk about
Pika
it.
Pika. Listen, I can't. You gave up. I can't fight for people who give up.
First you take a dig at Hufflepuff. Then you take a dig right at me.
Can we talk about this Pikachu Pokemon game thing for a second here? Katie knows she's getting it for Christmas. We've discussed this. Okay. I bought it for her.
Right. Okay.
She's not allowed to open it till Christmas.
Okay.
We have a discussion about which one she wants.
Tell me you wrapped it.
Pikachu or Eevee. Okay.
Tell me you wrapped it.
She tells me Pikachu.
It's not true.
Then I say, oh, really? That's interesting. I would have thought you wanted Eevee because it's different and you've already played Pokemon Yellow. So then she's like, oh, I think I still want Pikachu. I'm not sure.
That is not true.
So then I had already purchased Pikachu at this point. Well, now she wants Eevee. I go to return the Pikachu, go to order the Eevee, out of stock till January. Her loss, her loss. Oh.
And this is why she's a Slytherin. Yeah. Because you know what I would have done? I probably would have kept the Pikachu and just waited for the Eevee when they give you both, because that's how much I love you, Katie.
Same
you,
game.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's okay. That game is $100.
It is not $100.
Well, with the Pokemon ball thing that she
are
wants,
you really
it is.
Getting
the
Pokeball?
You got me the Pokemon ball?
You are Christmas ruiner.
You ruined people's
she
lives.
She knew exactly what she was getting.
I can ruin
the Pokeplus.
I can ruin Tiffany's Christmas.
All right, well, our side projects. Katie and I are not having a vlog come out this weekend because of Swishmas. We're hosting a bunch of fun Swishers that came to visit us.
She sounds really excited.
So, I'm so excited about it.
They're just hosting people over. I'm hosting Swishmas and cooking.
We are hosting guests at our home.
Okay, so am I. They're just not sleeping over. You can take naps, though.
We're not going to have a vlog come out this week, but there will be one next weekend, and it is going to be our episode on the Jacobite train, which is the Hogwarts Express. It's like the real one that was in the films.
Do you know what a Jacobite is? You should learn about that. It has to do
a jackalope?
No, it has to do with when back in like the 1600s. No, it's like 1700s, but like 16th century. I know. Nope. 18th
century.
Whatever.
I'm out.
But it has to do with like they wanted like the Scottish heir to be the king and not the king in England, blah, blah, blah. You should learn about it.
Rob Jack Roy and the Highland Rogue.
If you watch Outlander, it has to do with it. It's a good show.
Go watch Rob Roy. It's horrible. Shout out to Disney movies that are bad in the 50s. Hashtag grown up kids. Go follow us.
I need speaking of this, I need to tell you something when we're done not recording.
Okay. Anything else, Katie? Nope. Akio Designs. Go order posters for Christmas.
Yeah. Go to SwishandFlick.com and order our stuff.
You can order
Timmy's
both.
Grandma has an ornament just for you.
Timmy's grandma gives to all, so go order her ornament.
She sees you when you're sleeping. She sees you're bad or good, so be good for Timmy's grandma's sake.
Is that because we had to pour one out and she's watching?
We don't know. Just in case.
God, I
can't relive.
We don't
sadness.
Know. Timmy's grandma could be a wizard.
True.
She could be Santa.
Only who, she. Can
who
live
said that Santa's
forever.
A man? Real question.
Okay.
I'll be in Hogwarts in like a couple of days, and I'm really excited about it. Also Disney, but that's not as much fun as Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Follow me on O'Malley. I'm only on Instagram, and you'll see me at Hogwarts and Disney literally in like a day from when you're hearing this on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool, cool stuff,
that's
guys.
That's great. Cool, cool. Sweet.
Other
than
that, I have nothing going on with my life. All
right. Cool. Ready?
Yeah.
End it.
All right. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just like my voice! Like a big meatball.
Yes!
Unfortunately, don't be offended by my horrible accent. All right, Alana. I'm like, here's your coffee cup. I'm like, would you like some coffee? And she's like, just munching on it.